Hello, race fans, and welcome to Disc Golf Daily. Today is Thursday, April 18th. It's time to get caught up with disc golf news and growth in about 10 minutes. Thanks for sharing the podcast. I love watching the numbers go up. Seriously, it makes my day. Today is United Rankings of Disc Golf, but first, the news. 2025 Pro Worlds is going to Europe, and now we know exactly when. July 30th to August 3rd, 2025, Disc Golf's biggest stage will be in Tampere, Finland. The press release estimates there will be 25,000 spectators. I love the European crowds lining the fairways. I also love the way UC Maresma runs an event. One of my proudest moments was winning the PDGA TD of the Year Award in 2009. I tied UC in votes. They actually had to make an extra obelisk. It was kind of fun. That's not going to happen again, as he has taken TDing to the next level. The 2025 Pro Worlds are in great hands. Mark your calendars, book your flights. Late July, early August 2025, be in Finland. Our number two news story of the day, this is from PDGA Stats. We all know how competitive the women's side has been this year, with five different champions from five different birth countries in the first five events. That is pretty self-evident. On the men's side, though, every event, even though we've had Anthony win three of them, every event has been decided by one stroke. You have to go back to 2020 to see anything close, and there was only three events to start the season that year that were within one stroke. We've already got five. Music City Open coming up tomorrow. As a side note, if you're not watching live, you are missing out on some serious tension. Thanks to DGN and the great commentators for bringing it to life week in and week out. And thanks to the players for making it crazy exciting. Our number three news story of the day, 2024 PDGA Masters Worlds Registration Update. If you're qualified, reserve your spot now. If not, someone else could take it next Wednesday. End of story. Link in the show notes. Our number four story, Infinite Discs User Review Flight Ratings. I thought this was an interesting post on their blog. They say, quote, "While flight numbers offer a general idea of a disc's flight, Infinite Discs has introduced a more inclusive method, which is based on user reviews. By aggregating reviewer feedback, this system provides a broader perspective on a disc's flight characteristics." Now here's the good part. Users can filter reviews by skill level to find insights relevant to their game. I think that is huge. I know that when I throw a wave, it goes great, but if I'm trying to throw a fireball, we're not going to have so much luck. It depends on your arm. It depends on the disc. I love that new filter. Our next news story of the day, Disc Golfer Magazine Archive. This comes from Redditor Shelley Shin. They've created an archive of many of the amazing disc golf course design articles from Disc Golfer Magazine, around 30 gems. Link in the show notes to the post, which links to the huge PDF. I've downloaded it and started to read. I love it. Most of these are by John Houck, who also runs the Disc Golf Course Designers Convention and designs many of our sport's most amazing courses. These are worth a read, and if John says it, it's worth a listen. And our final news story of the day, the Music City Open starts tomorrow. Simon Lizotte and Kristen Tatar won last year. I remember loving the track. Simon had his first top five finish last week. Hopefully his back is okay and he can improve on that as he attempts the title defense. Chris Dickerson has traditionally done very well here, winning four of the last iterations. It's in his backyard. It kind of makes sense. On the women's side, no one has ever repeated as champion. Kristen is poised to break that streak. Tune in to DGN starting tomorrow morning to watch all the action. All right, it's time for the United Rankings of Disc Golf. We take the Disc Golf Daily rankings, the StatMando rankings, the Power rankings, the PDGA ratings, and the PDGA rankings, and we mash them all together to see who really is number one in our sport. On the men's side, for the second week in a row, Calvin and Gannon are tied at the number one spot. Anthony Barella has cracked into the top three, and Ricky Wysocki is sitting in fourth. As I said last week, Gannon is on his way up and Calvin is on his way down in general. So if Gannon manages to beat Calvin, he could be number one all alone. And if Anthony Barella keeps going the way he's going, he could be number one very soon. On the women's side, no surprise, Kristen, Owen, and Missy in that order. Interestingly enough, Kristen finally, for the first time this season, has all of the number one votes. She got a perfect score of 100. Interestingly, Owen got all of the number two votes. She has a perfect number two score of 75. And Missy and Evelina basically split the number three votes, Missy with 30 points, Evelina with 20. And that is 1, 2, 3 of the United rankings of disc golf. Now, just for fun, the biggest gains among the top 20 in the Disc Golf Daily ranking system, on the men's side, Mason Ford moved up 7 spots and is now ranked 17th in the world. Simon Lazat and James Proctor both gained 3 spots, and they are now ranked 11th and 12th in the world. Biggest ranking losses among the top 20 on the men's side, Adam Hammes, Joel Freeman, and Nicholas Antala all fell 3 or 4 spots. And the biggest gain overall, congratulations to Jaden Rye moving up 30 spots. You are now ranked 80th in the world, according to Disc Golf Daily, which is really all that matters. On the women's side, the biggest gains among the top 20, Jennifer Allen moved up 9 spots and is now ranked 14th, primarily because she didn't have a lot of event points, and now she's getting some serious tailwinds. Stacy Kiefer moved up 4 spots to 20th, and Rebecca Cox moved up 3 spots to 17th. Congratulations to everybody for loving to play disc golf. That's it for us today. If you have any thoughts, news, or opinions, shoot us an email at discgolfdaily@aol.com. Have fun. Throw them straight and hit the thin gap.